Ladies and gentlemen of New York and Pennsylvania, I'm Dr. Stephen Coleman with commentary on the Family Life Network. It's that time of year again in many municipalities in both the Empire and Keystone states. You see, citizens, often from November through March, are turned into mice as they are required by law to scurry around and move their cars to the odd-numbered side of the road on odd calendar days and to the even side of the road on even calendar days. Now, I realize odd-even parking makes sense in terms of snow removal, and I applaud the police agencies that give motorists warnings before issuing tickets, and I also applaud police officers who do their jobs even when issuing tickets for offenses that should not be offenses. That said, odd-even parking is often a complete waste of time, and I say it's time to stop treating the hard-working, tax-paying citizens of New York and Pennsylvania like mice. Let's stop inconveniencing people by making them scurry around from one side of the street to the other, even when there's no snow on the ground. Here's my solution. Odd-even regulation should go into effect right before, during, and after a snowstorm, and shall remain in effect until the streets are cleared. Ladies and gentlemen of New York and Pennsylvania, let's have odd-even parking regulations that make sense, and then enforce those regulations with both rigor and vigor. On a final note, for those citizens of New York and Pennsylvania who do not live in communities with odd-even parking regulations, consider yourselves lucky. With commentary on the Family Life Network, I'm Dr. Stephen Culp.